Away we go.
It must be a pretty frustrating result, obviously. No. Just the first 20 or so minutes, can you sort of explain what went wrong from your perspective in that time?
Just about everything. I suppose when you go down 7 goals in tough conditions, Brisbane startless, they were sensational with their ability to hit the scoreboard in those type of conditions. They got some good players that stood up very much at the start from Zorko and the Lions and people like that, got them way to a great start. We gave them a little edge. We don't make any apologies for being an aggressive football side. We have to be an aggressive football side. Perhaps if we get a little bit of that wrong at the very start of the game, maybe that's the reality, but I'm not going to sit here and say that we're going to step away from trying to play aggressive football. We just can't afford to. That's what's the way we need to play.
That's just overly aggressive. Do you think you didn't find the right balance?
Oh, maybe we stepped, misplaced a little bit of our aggression at the very start. We were intent on making sure that it was going to be a physical game for us as best we could, because we think we play best when we're in that frame of mind. And, we made some mistakes early in that game tonight with our aggression, there's no doubt.
Did you on a tight end run, did you sort of ask the players to maybe turn it down a bit after that, the goal?
Yeah, we talked about concentrating and getting the job. But there was only a couple of moments. I think there was a couple of moments. I'm not sitting here saying there was 10 of them. I'm sitting here saying there was probably two that we got that wrong. Clearly with Lachie Neale, we were trying to defend him and slow him down for what he's been done to us in the past. He's a player that's caused us an enormous amount of grief. What Brisbane showed tonight is that as a collective, they were still too good for us. Lachie was, he was held pretty well to half time until we stopped the tag. So
was the tag a bit of a mistake in
hindsight? No, I don't think it was.
I suppose your midfield mix seemed to be a bit disrupted with Cam going in there and taking away, knocks out Robbie or something like that.
Possibly, but I don't think so. I think we made a decision, and we wanted to see what it looked like for us as a football club. So, you get some of them right and you get some of them wrong. I don't think at half time, the decision to quieten Lachie Neale looked okay. But the response from the rest of the midfield was struggling for us, and the territory battle ended up their way. And as I said, they hit the scoreboard unbelievably well in that first 15 minutes.
Chris Fagan just described the treatment of Neale as over the top.
Yeah, that's Chris's opinion, and I think that's as I just said here. We had a couple of moments where we think we got it wrong ourselves. So, but we don't. As I said, if your aggression is within the rules always, and that's what it should be. And clearly, we gave away free kicks tonight, which would suggest it was outside that. And we don't want that to be the case. But I'm not going to back away from the fact that we played strong, aggressive brand of football. That's what we need to do.
Just the struggle to obviously get any momentum up after that. The stats look pretty close, but again, the efficiency that you've talked about.
It's pretty descriptive, isn't it? And it's pretty sane. If we look at that, when you look at our performances, when our midfield's been able to give us a good look at it and dominate in the conditions that we've faced, our last two losses now have been in tougher conditions. We haven't adapted as well as we should. We do enough work to adapt and get that right, but we just haven't been able to execute in those conditions as well as we need. And, two things come out of it, the contest and metres gain for us. We're in the negative in the metres, and our efficiency is really poor when we get in those conditions. We continue to work at that.
So the roller coaster ride continues, obviously, win-loss, etc.
Yep.
How frustrating, we sit here every week, but how frustrating has that become for you?
Yeah, no, it's incredibly frustrating for everyone at the footy club and all the supporters. There's no doubt about that. That's really frustrating, but we're trying to challenge that every time. But the only way we can is keep going back to that spot, give ourselves an opportunity to break through. And I've said that before, that as a group, we can be much better than we are every second week at the moment, but we keep delivering that result. So until we change that, we're going to have to keep answering that question.
What's the answer to distorting an opposition when they put up that wall against you to block your space, like Brisbane did tonight, just to give you a clear run at space?
Yeah, well, I think, again, Rich, if we look at the clear run at space and the way we try to move the ball at times, I think the conditions also help in that situation for them. And that's something that I keep saying that we have to adapt to. That's a work rate for us, is to make sure that we're working with the ball and working without the ball, and that's really important for us. And when we get that wrong slightly, we end up in trouble. That's what this comp, every week we sit here and say this: if you get it wrong, you're going to pay a big price. Now you don't expect to go 7 goals down in 15 minutes in pretty tough conditions, but we then had to fight our way through that, and then there's confidence that gets whacked around, and they grab some extra confidence. So I'm sure Chris would be really happy with his group, and they're fourth on the ladder for a reason.
What's the early prognosis on Ryan Burton?
Oh, it's a significant hamstring, obviously, and when you see him pull up like they do when they're running at top speed, it's normally not a... I just asked the doctor, he said sometimes they can be 3 or 4 weeks and sometimes they can be worse, so we can be pretty certain that Ryan's going to miss a month of footy, I'd imagine.
So it's little bit worse than what he did in round 8, I guess.
Yeah, it'll be worse. Well, again, we haven't had the scan, but on what I've seen, it looked a bit worse. I see the other one where he just grabbed it. This one, it was almost like he stopped.
Yeah. How close is Dan Houston to playing?
Yeah, he was close to that, and that, you know, late this afternoon when we make that decision, that made it a bit of a challenge for us too, because we didn't quite have another defender that we needed. So, you know, that sometimes works in your favour. Last week, Trav went out, Pep come in, it worked for us this week. You know, we were found wanting, but I don't think we were found wanting just as a defender. We were found wanting collectively as a football team.
And Xavier Dursman, was he dropped or just rested?
Yeah, he wasn't in the team because he wasn't, you know, let's be really clear, he was okay, but he hasn't been shooting the lights out, but he's been playing really well to a point. But there's a commitment to play better, and he's a young player, and we thought this was the opportunity for him with the Magpies playing yesterday, that we had to have someone carry over, so we get a little bit of both. I'm not a resting players coach, so you earn your spot on the side, and Xavier this week didn't earn his spot on the side.
Xavier didn't play this weekend, obviously, with the virus, so with Houston, do you expect both to be available for selection next week?
Yeah, you would imagine so. It's a simple virus that most people recover from in 2 or 3 days. We expect that they will both be okay.
Are you tempted to do anything radical to break the cycle? Is there anything coming to mind that you think is
not
really strange to do but might actually break?
Not right here, right now, but it's, you know, it's an investigation. It's Sunday evening. We've got to sit back and look at it and go, okay, well, let's not ignore what's been going on. And we've been doing that. We've been exploring a number of opportunities of exploring the way we train, how we train, and when we train. So there's some of the things that we've already thrown up, how we prepare for games. You know, there's been lots of things already thrown into that mix. So you've got to be careful sometimes. You don't try and throw too much in there, and you try to read too much into it, because then it becomes, you know, it fills in on itself a little bit. So we'll be a little bit careful of that as coaches and as players.
Is there a lot you can do, though, ahead of a short 6-day turnaround against Richmond?
Well, that's the bonus for us, is in a short 6-day turnaround against a side that's really starting to regain their position in the competition. It'll be a real challenge for us, but we go to the MCG as we should, confident that our best football can challenge any team in the comp.
Well, good, thanks, Kim.
Thank you.